The Cape Breton Regional Municipality's Department of Public Works has presented their plan to address issues with garbage pickup, but with a hefty price tag, council has questions. Director of Public Works John Phelan presented the plan at July's meeting of council. It was developed in the wake of a large-scale, municipality-wide series of delays and missed pickups that took place early in July. With questions and anger mounting, council convened an emergency meeting where staff presented their findings and a plan to address them. At the time, CAO Dimitri Katchafanis told council issues with equipment and a number of employees either out sick or on vacation led to the disruption of the garbage pickup service, which the CBRM took over entirely from contractors in April of this year. With 3 weeks to develop a plan, staff have now returned with their solution. At the meeting, Phelan presented their go-forward plan.
The combination of weather, staffing, equipment, and communications challenges resulted in pickup delays, service disruption, and cancellations. The events of that day demonstrated that the current system requires additional staffing capacity if CBRM is to provide reliable collection service during non-ideal operating conditions. So following the July 8 council meeting, CBRM staff from the CAO's office, solid waste, human resources, and finance met to review the collection service pressures and identify immediate and longer-term actions. The work plan includes securing limited contracted collection support where available, increasing recruitment readiness of heavy equipment operators, working through workplace accommodation and WCB matters, reviewing contracted mechanical support, improving resident education, and strengthening financial tracking for collection operations. The current efforts are now underway. Human Resources initiated discussions with the union and has also identified a pool of approximately 6 to 8 heavy equipment operators who are ready right now to be hired if approved. Some contracted collection assistance has been secured, although staff have been unable to obtain assistance from former contracted firms at their submitted price with agreement rates. Staff are also working to improve attendance pressures, address accommodation and WCB issues, improve mechanical support, and we're even going to advance an apprenticeship memorandum with the union to continue public communications on collection and sorting requirements. Operationally, since then, current collection is stabilized and is proceeding with minimal collection issues. However, this improvement does not eliminate the underlying risk. Without additional personnel, the service remains vulnerable to the same pressures that created the July disruptions.
Phelan admitted the CBRM has experienced big growing pains since taking on garbage collection. He says the additional 8 full-time personnel will add an estimated $700,000 to the current collections budget. He says the new staff would reduce reliance on overtime, emergency call-ins, or short-term contractor work, as well as help the municipality maintain the service during various disruptions. However, Phelan hopes the cost for the new personnel can be absorbed into their budgets.
Review of the current public works operations, we feel that we can absorb the cost within the solid waste and public works budgets. This will continue to be monitored over the next 3 months and reported back to council. So we've got basically 3 different, we don't anticipate that additional collection equipment be required to support this recommendation.
He also spoke about potential savings that would help with the budget.
There were a lot of savings from last year. Most of them went back into general revenue. We do also have the tipping fees once we get them going again, and they were doing very well. We were expecting an increase in our revenue there. And on top of it, I can't get into the contract negotiations, but we're also in contact. With Circular Materials, the company that pays us for the pickup other, and we should have some good news there too. There's other great reasons just besides cuts.
He put forward a recommended motion for council to approve the hiring of 8 additional full-time collection personnel to provide a reliable staffing buffer for solid waste collection operations. The recommendation also supported the continuation of a full in-house collection model with limited contracted assistance retained for contingency, overflow, mechanical support, or temporary service pressures. After presenting, council had their chance to share their thoughts on the plan and decide if they would go forward with it. Many councillors shared reluctance to vote on the issue at this time, seeking more details about how the garbage collection service will operate moving forward. District 7 Councillor Steve Parsons spoke to the budgetary request from Phelan.
Your department came to council with a budget that's almost $300,000 less than 25-26 on the recourse of you saying, I got an opportunity for us to save money. And I blame some of this on my own because I didn't get the numbers. And I asked for those numbers, if you can recall, in our meeting. I said, John, have you done a financial analysis on this to show council that this can work and we can save money? Because at the end of the day, it's either we create the same level of service or better service, not less. So when I look at the numbers, I'm looking, if we hire those eight people today, we're going to be over budget $668,000 from budget, from plan, less the $250,000 that we were going to save. That's $1 million. For me, if you're planning on changing a process of solid waste, $1 million is a lot of money. That's a third of your budget, 25% of your overall budget. So I'm thinking, how do we get here?
District 9 Councillor Stephen McNeil asked Phelan how hiring eight additional workers would fix operational issues with the trucks that were an element of the disruption.
Well, we looked at other measures there. We talked about getting some more contracted mechanical. We've talked to a company from Halifax that are willing to come down and help. And also, we're having a hard time getting mechanics, electricians, tradespeople right now. We have seven right now open mechanical positions that we're having a hard time filling. So the idea is we hire journeymen mechanics. The idea is to hire some apprentices that work with the journeymen and take some of the pressure off there. And so we've asked the union for an MOU on that, so that's being worked through right now.
District 2 Councillor Early McMullen put forward a motion to defer the decision on garbage collection to a special council meeting and explained why.
I have a lot of questions in regards to contract information, to what's available, to, you know, HR questions when it comes to employees and certain issues that I know this is not the spot. So I'd like to put a motion to the floor to defer to a special meeting perhaps next week. Nothing long, like no big distance, but where these particulars can come back, where there's specific numbers, and perhaps we can start that with an in-camera and come out into the public to get those questions that are not appropriate to ask around this table answered, and then come out and, you know, have that discussion, because I believe we owe it to the employees, I believe it we owe it to our residents, and we certainly owe it to ourselves to have time to have this conversation and that we don't do anything too quickly. So my motion is to defer to a special meeting dealing with this item, beginning with an in-camera.
The motion passed unanimously. Following the vote, Phelan spoke to media and explained more about what his recommendation to council entails.
Yeah, the recommendation is for more people, actually, to give us a buffer so that we're having issues with workplace accommodations and the different things that people don't, you know, we don't have a full complement all the time. And this is to provide a buffer so that we have a full complement going out. Now we don't have as much overtime and so on, right?
He addressed the budget concerns.
Yeah, well, we can look at other areas of the department and we can look at other revenues that we have coming in that can offset it.
Phelan says more details about where the money will come from will be shared at the next meeting. Deputy Mayor Glenn Perrouge presided over this week's council in place of Mayor Cecil Clark and spoke more about the decision to put off the issue.
Quite a few councillors that had additional questions from the package that we received, and as we started getting that information, it was just with how contentious this is, we need to make sure that we get it right this time. So more time is required to make the right analysis on that. So as information was coming in yesterday and today, we can't make a decision on that.
The special council meeting to further address the garbage pickup disruption issues has been scheduled for this Wednesday. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.